My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
It's here. The brand new 2025 Tigers for Tatas shirt is now available for pre-sale. Every purchase helps support the All In Foundation in the fight against cancer. But we need your help. To make this year's auction our biggest ever, we're asking for high-end item donations. Do you have a vacation rental, a unique experience, or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate? Your contribution is 100% tax deductible. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
Yeah, let's go. We don't have time for that. Let me tell you about Bend Equipment. Listen, Bend Equipment and Supply, the website is new, BendEquipment.com, new website, BendEquipment.com. Go there, check it out. It's unbelievable the amount of information you can get right there. BendEquipment.com. Bend Equipment and Supply has been in business for 25 years. It's amazing. Everybody knows the name of Eddie Bennett, renowned around the upstate. They have four locations, Bennett Equipment and Supply, 1403 Piedmont Highway, Piedmont, 441 Partners Lane, Roebuck, 101 Stribling Road, Westminster, and 1897 U.S. 76 Hiawassee, Georgia, their newest location, providing with the equipment, the tools, the service, the parts, the hauling to get the job done, built to care, built to last. They're the absolute best, and when you combine this marriage of Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi, you have the ultimate. You can't go by a construction site in the upstate without seeing that marriage. And I have seen the Takeuchi equipment firsthand on my property, excavator. It's just as they say, Takeuchi works while others are being worked on. Takeuchi's the innovator in the industry. They came up with the world's first compact excavator in 1970, the world's first compact track loader in the mid-80s. Again, I've seen it firsthand. It's incredible. What a marriage, Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi. Your source for all your rental needs, all your masonry needs. This is Bennett Equipment now. Largest supplier of scaffold in the upstate. Sales, rentals, service, parts. They do it all. They have it all. Trust me when I tell you this. If you need to buy it or rent it, get it from Bennett. And you will 100% thank me later. All right. Let's get to the phones, Ramona. Who is next here? It is Butch. Butch, how are you, Butch? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt. How you doing?
Good, Butch. Thank you for getting in. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, man. I got a couple questions. It's concerning that onside kick that Syracuse recovered.
Uh-huh.
It threw me off because it seemed like Syracuse guy was in front of the ball before it got to the 10-yard line. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he got there in front of the ball, in front of the player, or he timed it perfect or something. It just...
I think they should be able to do that. Yeah, I think they timed it perfectly, and apparently Clemson was prepared for it, but you still had guys peeling back. And that's something that you see on film. Syracuse must have seen Clemson guys peeling back, and so they thought they could take a shot at it. And look, honestly, at that point in the game, Butch, Syracuse came in. This is the greatest irony of the whole thing. Syracuse came into this game thinking that they would have to be super aggressive and take all sorts of chances to have a chance to compete. Instead, it was Clemson who really needed to do that because Syracuse was the dominant team.
Oh, it was the wildest thing I ever seen. They just went down there, dumped seven on them, turned around, done an onside kick, and ready to do it again.
Yeah. If you guys listened to the show last week, I told you everything Syracuse would do, everything, all their negative points. But the one thing I would never have dreamed of, I would never have dreamed they could just line up and run it down Clemson's throat as they did at the start of that game. I knew they had two talented backs. I knew the offensive line had some ability that we just hadn't seen yet. But I would never would have believed that. Because, again, I just watched Syracuse play UConn, And they were trailing UConn 17-6 with 5 minutes left. They were getting dominated by UConn. And that team came in here and shoved it down Clemson's throat and asked them how they liked it. They rushed for 170 yards in the first quarter. That's insane, especially given that Tom Allen was saying and telling it, the TV crew that, you know, they were going to stuff the run completely. They were going to take that away completely. Well, 170 yards rushing in the first quarter.
Hey, I can't say nothing. My Gamecocks went for -9, and Missouri broke out a doggone running back.
Yeah, yeah, we talked about him, too.
I ain't never seen nothing before in my life. That dude is a beast.
Yeah, it was the third quarter, I think, or I can't remember exactly what point in the game was, but at some point I put up that the rushing stat in the game right now is Missouri has 276 yards rushing and South Carolina has -9.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't win games like that.
No, you can't. Hey, Butch, good talking to you. Yeah, no, you can't win games like that. 276 to -9. I mean, Sellers was keeping him in the game because Sellers was playing well, especially given the fact he had no running game whatsoever. But they finally let him throw the ball, Ramona, and he had 284 yards passing in three quarters, let him throw the ball, which is what I've been saying that they should do. And so they finally let him do that, and he was effective. But, yeah, the rushing yards, that game, honestly, when you consider the rushing yards, that probably should have been a 30-point game. I mean, Missouri was out rushing South Carolina, Ramona. I think this was late in the third quarter. I can't remember exactly. I tweeted this information out, or I X'd this information out. Missouri had 276 yards rushing, and South Carolina had -9. That's just insane. That's just absolutely insane. Back to the phones. It is, who's next here, Ramona? It's Ernie, how are you, Ernie? Good to have you.
Hey, good. How you doing?
Good. Appreciate you getting in, Ernie.
Good. So this is why Nick Saban and Tony Bennett quit.
Yeah.
The new environment.
Yeah.
You know, I think that it's pretty obvious that, you know, Dabo's had the rug pulled out from underneath him. You know, from the standpoint that, you know, in all sincerity, he's gone in and said, you know, come with me. You know, you'll play in a few years. I'll be loyal to you. You be loyal to me, that type of thing. Yeah. And, you know, he believed that approach versus, you know, these mercenaries was going to continue to win. But then, you know, money started to be a little bit of the deciding factor. If you had four or five schools, I'm sure, for these college players, you know, if, you know, $500,000 here or there, you know, could make a difference. So they're not necessarily thinking the same way. And then, you know, these players, when they come and, you know, they're not necessarily as motivated, you know, when a coach tells them you're sitting, they'll say, well, okay. You know, they're not worrying about what was said in the living room. They're thinking, okay, well, I'll go into the portal. And by the way, I'm going to have to work harder at my next place because I'm not doing it here. And there you go. You know, it's become that kind of scenario. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but
the great irony, Ernie, in this situation is that the poison pills are the ones on the inside of the program. The transfer portal players have been motivated and have played hard when given an opportunity. It's the guys you brought up in the program that are the guys who have checked out.
Right, and you had made this loyalty pitch, and they weren't looking at a loyalty pitch when they joined you and. Half of those guys are in the portal because the coach has said to them, you're not going to be playing anymore. You're not giving enough effort. And they're like, well, hell, I want to play. I got to give some new effort. If I'm going to another team, I got to show them that it was worth, you know, investing in me. So, you know, it is the pro leagues, the free agency. Go get your, you know, hired gun and, you know, just deal with that new reality. It's unfortunate. But, you know, and I think he truly believes he could win his way with the mentality, but you know, as society changes, here we go.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think I don't watch College Game Day at all, but I saw some reference to the fact that Nick Saban basically said that That was when he needed to change, needed to adjust. And I don't know whether he did or not, but I saw a reference on social media to that. And regardless, I think that's right. Again, I think Dabo Swinney is the greatest leader in all of college football, and I hope he stays here forever. I think he's been what he's accomplished, you know, again, I think people found his comments last week defensive, but they were also real. I mean, there was truth to what he said. What he's done from a winning standpoint is unparalleled. It's just ridiculous. And I think those are two statements. I think the timing was bad last week to reflect on that. And I think that, you know, fans sort of felt like, you know, he's blaming and blaming fans and media, et cetera. And I think that his perception was clouded as to what was going on with this football team. And because he is so optimistic, and I really think he felt they'd bounce back this week. But again, the exact opposite happened. And the truth is, this team has not been one play away. They're really one play away from being 0-4. It's not a good team. Yeah. They're not good. They're not good anywhere. I mean, they're basically a whole team full of underachievers.
Right. The months and months of coaching they've done over the last 9 months, probably a lot of it bounced off of them. Yeah. I mean, I've got teenagers and young adults, and I can't figure out how to motivate them, sometimes. And, you know, it's unfortunately a sign of the times, and you just got stuck with, you know, you're going to have a few players who are going to get the money and they're still going to give their all. I'm the one who texted Albert Haynesworth earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
First one I knew.
Right. You know, it's funny because if you remember that situation, Ernie, you remember when that happened, this is what actually happened on air. Ramona will remember this. It's pretty funny. When Haynesworth was at Tennessee, I was telling everybody, this is the best defensive lineman in the National Football League. For 2 years, I was telling everybody that. And people finally caught on to that, you know, because he wasn't getting that type of credit. Then he started to get that type of credit. Then he went to Washington. And I came in on that Monday, and I said, huge mistake. And the Washington people were like, Walt, you've been telling us this guy's the best defensive lineman. I said, yeah. But that's because he was looking for his payday. You just gave him a $100 million contract, and he is not a self-motivated individual. I said, you can bet your bottom down.
I do remember that.
Yeah, that he will completely tap out right now, and he 100% did. From day one, he complained about how he was used and everything else.
Trust me, I'm a lifelong Redskins fan, and after that started unfurl, you know, I said, F word, you know.
Good job, Ernie. Good talking to you. Yeah, I remember because the Washington people were, like, outraged because, Walt, you've been telling us the best defensive lineman in the National Football League for 2 years. I said, yeah, because he was waiting to be paid. I said, now you paid him. I said, he's never been self-motivated. You can bet your bottom dollar he's tapping out right now. And that's exactly what he did. He tapped out in a big-time way. Illini J, Brock, the Lions main jam. I'm coming to you. Illini J, Jay, how are you feeling today, Jay?
Walt, thank you and Ramona for getting me on. How am I feeling today? Well, I'm going to eat a little crow today. And that's cool. Yeah. I'm going to give Robert and all the other Indiana fan in the upstate, the props.
Yeah.
It didn't go my way. Hey, Butch, if it makes you feel any better, Illinois had 2 yards of rushing, and Indiana had 312 yards rushing. So there's a bigger disparity there.
Yes. Yes, that's not good either. That's no gouda. That's no gouda.
No gouda. Yeah. No gouda.
And I think Mendoza only threw two passes that hit the ground.
I think he was 21 of 23 for, I'm going to guess, like 270.
Yeah, and five touchdowns.
Allmeyer was like 160. Yeah. But it was the rushing yards that killed us.
Yeah.
Hey, let me start up. Oh, I've already started off with a bad comment or a negative comment, but let's start with the good. Jay went 3-1-1.
There you go. Week. How about that? Yeah, I think you hit
and,
the Troy pick,
Troy
right?
And Mississippi and Western Kentucky were all wins. Oregon was a push. Obviously, Illinois was a chokey choke. And let's just say this. Illinois is 3-1.
Yeah.
Now, I know we probably – I haven't looked at the polls. I haven't looked at anything since Saturday night. The best thing I saw Saturday night was triple zeros in the fourth quarter because I thought, no, wait a minute, Indiana might just score again. we're just – I don't know. Illinois might have been number 9 on the bus, but they were like 99th off the bus and on the field.
Yeah,
I've never seen such a such a beatdown by a number 10 team, whether it's on the road or at home.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. Yep. You know, and maybe Robert's preseason belief about Indiana was not far from wrong. You know, Robert actually was talking himself out of it last week. He didn't want to pick Indiana with the and lay the points, and you know, and he was worried about Mendoza. And I said, don't worry about Mendoza. I said he's a top 10 NFL draft pick. I said he'll play like that, and obviously he was great. But yeah, the run game was unbelievable. And I participated in a first-time poll ever. It's a new poll that the design is to be the best poll in the nation, and I did not put you in the top 25. You can't lose by 60.
Yeah, well, that's fine. Yeah. And I think Indiana ought to be probably in the top 15.
I put them 11. Yeah, I put them 11.
I don't have a problem with that. Yep. I didn't say top 10. God, I hate saying this. You know, it's just a terrible weekend for Illini J. My Packers lost on
how about that?
Such an ugly, ugly last 3 minutes. And Illinois lost. I lost a cousin on Sunday. He passed
away.
Oh,
I'm sorry to hear that, Jay.
And then, it's okay. I appreciate that. And then, it'd have been so much worse if my dog died, but thank God he didn't.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me he did. All right, Jay. Well, Jay, I give you credit, Jay. You got in. That's I knew.
Well, I just want to give props to Robert and all the Indiana fan out there.
Yep, 100%. Yep, thank you, Jay. It's a good job. Yep, it's a good job. I knew Jay would come in. Hey, we have a complete change up in the lineup because whatever reason people have been hanging in all day, no one was – all six lines were lit, but – you have four openings right now, so a bunch of people drop. That means, Brock, you are up first as soon as we get back. So don't go anywhere, Brock. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break.
It's here. The brand-new 2025 Tigers for Tatas shirt is now available for pre-sale. Every purchase helps support the All-In Foundation in the fight against cancer. But we need your help. To make this year's auction our biggest ever, we're asking for high-end item donations. Do you have a vacation rental, a unique experience, or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate? Your contribution is 100% tax deductible. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All-In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
Anderson County is a great place to live and work, play, and worship. Samantha Porter, the Anderson County Environmental Educator, encourages residents to reduce, reuse, and recycle. You can recycle plastic bottles and jugs, mixed paper and cardboard, clear, brown, and green glass, aluminum, and steel cans, use motor oil and cooking oil, tires, and electronics. If you have any questions, please call Anderson County Solid Waste at 260-1001 in regard to recycling and proper waste disposal.
From tailgate to touchdown, South Stage is here to ensure your financial game plan leads you to victory. With cutting-edge digital tools like contactless payment, digital wallet, and more, your financial plays become seamless and convenient. As your trusted banking partner, South State is committed to supporting you every step of the way, providing expert guidance and dedicated assistance on your financial journey. This is Banking Forward, South State Bank, member FDIC.
Honey, am I a procrastinator?
Well, for 4 summers, you said you were going to fix the dock.
I did?
You did. Every time a deck chair slid into the lake.
Well, maybe I am a procrastinator.
At Yoder's Building Services, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking.
You also said you were going to the gym.
I did.
Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit goyoders.com.
With fall comes fall weddings. Grooms, don't let the big day get away from you without a visit to Roosters to look your best. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsman party pack for grooms with a party of three or more. Grooms get a 50% discount on a gentleman's choice haircut and shave package and 10% off all in-stock products for the entire wedding party. What better time to look and feel your best on your special day? Call Roosters and secure your appointment time today. 864-884-892. Serving the Greenville area for 12 years.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I do have a favorite child.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's the Actually Really Seriously best sale of the year for real at Mattress Firm. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 on Sealy and get a free adjustable base, plus fast free delivery. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
At Carolina Lawn and Tractor, you can now get a John Deere Compact Tractor Series 1 through 4 at 0% for up to 84 months. Certain restrictions apply. See dealer for full disclosure. And with a full service and parts department, they can keep your John Deere running smooth all year long. Carolina Lawn and Tractor has been serving the upstate for over 40 years and is family owned and operated. Visit them at 4389 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's, or shop our website, CarolinaLawnandTractor.com.
Coastal Sports Cards in Simpsonville is the place for collectors. Baseball, football, basketball, soccer, vintage to brand new, sealed boxes, graded gems, and awesome memorabilia. Hit our trade nights, score fresh products every week, and bring your collections. We're buying cards and memorabilia every day. Buy, sell, trade, meet fellow fans who live for the hobby. Coastal Sports Cards, 109A North Main Street in Simpsonville, where collectors come to play.
The Club Car Onward Golf Cart is now available at Golf Cart Services in Spartanburg. This cart has the history of having superior design and performance compared to regular carts. These are the carts used at resorts, RV parks, beaches, and golf course neighborhoods. Dream up your cart design and let Golf Cart Services build it for you. Golf Cart Services is your authorized club car dealer in the upstate where you can get an Onward cart today. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, to learn more or visit us at 699 Southport Road. Get your club car Onward today and really enjoy life.
New Beyond Raw Lit V2 pre-workout. GNC's number one pre-workout. Now with harder hitting energy, an intense mind-body connection, and enhanced endurance support. This isn't just pre-workout, it's precision engineering for your body. Turbocharge your workout with new Beyond Raw Lit V2. Available now at GNC and GNC.com.
Beth, you're in charge of ordering the tacos for the meeting today, yeah?
I'm not going to order the tacos.
What?
I'm going to Easy Cater the tacos. With Easy Cater, you can order from a huge variety of restaurants, track expenses, and save time.
Nice.
Oh, by the way, you're emailing the meeting notes, right?
No, I'm going to Easy Mail them. Where's my music?
Sorry, Ben. There's no Easy Cater for that.
Easy Cater, the easy way to order food for work. Order now at EasyCater.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
High school football, college football, and the NFL. We're broadcasting games at all three levels and breaking it all down. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Walt Deptula Road Rage, we are back. All right. The lineup is Brock, Basketball David, and Jason coming to you right now. You want to get in behind them? There's opportunity for the first time today. You can do that. Brock, oh, no. Ramona, I just hung up on Brock.
Oh.
That's host error that happens like once every 2 years. Brock, I'm giving you time. Brock, get back in right now. Get back in. Brock, I've got a space for you. Get back in. That's my fault. My bad. I accidentally hit the button. Is this Brock? See if that's Brock. It is. All right. Let me just go right to him. Brock, I apologize. My bad. I appreciate you calling back in.
No problem. No problem at all. Love the show, Walt. I've been listening for at least 15 years. I don't call in a whole lot, but I love the show.
Thank you, Brock. Really good. Means a lot to me. Thank you.
Dabo, I think, you know, is one of the best coaches in college football history. What he's done at Clemson, I think, is phenomenal. I love the way he runs the program. Love his faith, love the way he cares about his players, all that stuff. So this is not a, you know, I think most Clemson fans agree with me. Nobody wants to see Dabo go anywhere.
Exactly.
You know? But looking at the big picture, I started looking up some stats just to kind of try to wrap my mind a little bit around how you could be as talented as we seem to be preseason and end up where we are right now. And so I looked at the big stint from 2015 to 2019 and compared that to 2020 through now. And we were 23-3 during that era against top 25 teams about that. And then our talent composite, according to 247, was a like ninth nationally. On average, it was around nine during that five-year stretch. During that time, Clemson always seemed to play up to or beyond its talent by beating teams that people were surprised they beat, you know, all of that. And then from 2020 to now, we're 10-10 against top 25 teams. But our talent average, according to 247, is fifth nationally. So that may – and we seem to be maybe not playing up to our talent year after year. And I also see regression of players. At least it seems that way from my limited viewpoint. So I looked into the coaching staff, and I noticed that 23 of the 32 coaches on Clemson's website, according to their bios, don't have any D1 or NFL experience before coming to Clemson. And I noticed 19 of those 23 have been hired since 2020. Do you think that is a contributing factor to any of this or no?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I think that I anticipate more coaching changes, whether that comes during the year, after the year. I anticipate that. I think some of the internal hires and player hires, et cetera, have just not worked. And I think there is going to be change. I would be shocked if there wasn't additional change. And I'm like you. I think Dabo Swinney is the greatest thing that ever happened to this program. I think that's true. I think that's been true. I think it's true today. I think it'll be true 10 years from now. I think he should stay here and coach this program as long as he wants. I mean, I think he's the ultimate leader of a program. I also think he needs to take a look in the mirror and ask himself legitimately if there are things that need to change. And I think that it's clear that there are. I think that, you know, the world has changed, and I think it's going to require some changing with it. And I think this year is a good example. And I think what's a little disconcerting, Brock, is the Clemson performance against non-ranked teams. You know, because that was somewhere where, you know, in the past, two things were true. If you came here to play a Dabo Swinney team, you were going to get your head handed to you. And if you were not a ranked team, you had no chance to beat Clemson. None. Didn't matter where the game was played. Now, every non-ranked team has a chance.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, and I think we've just seen it. Like I said, I watched Syracuse a week ago against UConn. They got pushed around by UConn.
Right. Right, and it's interesting to me that we've seen players look really good one year, and then they take a step back the next year, over and over again. You know.
Yeah, there has been some of that, and I think that's going to lead to some coaching changes, as you speculated upon, Brock. That's pretty good research. That's well done, Brock.
Oh, thank you.
Yep. Thank you, Brock. Excellent job. Good job. Yeah, I mean, look, I think it's a pretty interesting point. I think it is part of the problem. Now, people are not happy with Garrett Riley, and, you know, he came from outside the program. You know, listen, I'm not in love with Garrett Riley in terms of what he's done this year, but I do think if you actually sort of go back and watch all the film, there have been some times that Garrett Riley flunked. He flunked in the second half of LSU by not supporting Cade with a run game and not running the ball at all in a game that was still attainable and that you were missing those hidden yards. He flunked that. But other than that, his job is to get guys open. He's got guys open. All right, he has scheme guys open. Cade Klubnik just has not delivered the ball. That's the bottom line. Basketball David and then Jason Columbia. Basketball David. David, great to have you as always.
Hey, Walt, thanks for having me on as always.
Yeah, great, David. Thank you.
Walt, I'm glad that Brock brought up what he did because it kind of segues into what I wanted to bring up was, again, Walt, we can look at, you know, is it a talent thing? Is it a lack of transfer portal thing? Is it a I think complacency is a big thing in it. One of the things I wanted to bring up, Walt, was, again, to Brock's point, the coaching hires is when Dabo was in the heart of the run, your positional coaches were Dan Brooks, Marin Hobby, Robbie Call, like those type of guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, where they're coming from the NFL with experience or other high-level college experience. And I wanted to ask with that point is, well, has there been a lack of, I don't want to say player development, is it that? Is it mis-evaluation in the recruiting process? Like, where do you think some of that is? And I got a couple more points after
yeah.
that.
Yeah, well, it's a complex issue, David, and I don't think there's an easy answer to it, but I think that I think it's clear that when you look at some of these guys, whether it's effort, whether it's development, whether it's coaching, you're not seeing the best out of some of these players. Now, how you determine where those divides are, I think is very complicated. Like a guy like Parker, look, I pointed out before the year that Parker's stats last year were a little misleading because four of his sacks, I think four, came against the Pittsburgh fourth string tackle, and I think that we could have had four sacks against that dude. So, you know, I don't think he was as dominant as it looked, but I think he appeared to play harder than he's playing now. Now, I don't know that you can necessarily blame coaching for that, but I do think that if you surround yourself with too many guys, and I think this has been a problem in recent years. I think if you surround yourself with too many coaches who don't have experience, then you are going to have to spend a lot of your time, too much of your time, coaching up the coaches.
Yep. No, and again, I don't know if that's been a factor and where do you see the difference? Because the other point I wanted to make, Walt, was, again, I don't know the exact recruiting rankings that maybe Brock just laid out or whatever was. Do you think that if you look back in the past, like even some of the players that Clemson's recruited, the Sammys, the Shaq Lawsons, the Nuke Hopkins, like, well, they were, I don't want to say rough around the edges to put forth the negative notion, but they were a little bit of that. Whereas,
yeah.
You know, it's almost like now it's, you know, the choir boy types.
Yeah.
Is that a part of it?
Yeah, there's a little a French toast in this group. Yeah, I mean, I think that you need some dogs. You need some guys who are just naturally competitive. And, you know, and I don't think we've seen much of that. I don't think we've seen much individual motivation. Look, here's the thing. From a coaching standpoint, you can only motivate somebody who wants to be motivated. You can't force motivation. Self-motivation, you know, Vince Lombardi talked about this a million years ago, that basically he doesn't want any player who's not self-motivated. And I think there are some guys on this team that clearly aren't. And then you can try and light their A on fire all you want. If they're not going to be self-motivated, you're just not going to get through to them. And I think there's some of that on this football team, and that goes beyond coaching. So look, I think it's a mix. I think when you are, I mean, let's be honest, this is the most disappointing team in America right now. I mean, this team had national championship aspirations. Everything seems to be in line. These players had all been growing up pointing towards this season, And now you're 1-3, and the only win is over Troy, and it's a narrow escape win. I mean, that puts you in a unique position of being factually the most disappointing team in America to this point in the season. And so when you're in that situation, there's a lot of blame to go around. I mean, you know, and I think that's the reality of where we are right now. Now the question is, how do you fix it all? And I think one of the ways you fix it is, you know, I think clearly this should provide more impetus to aggressively attack the portal. It's just another another pool of players.
Go ahead.
Well, it's just another pool of players and experienced players that you can pull from. Again, the guys that Clemson brought in, one has been incredibly impactful and has played probably harder than anybody on your team. The other two guys have played hard every time they got a chance. You just haven't given them enough of a chance. And I think it's time to play both of them more too. But the poisoning has come from inside. You know, that's the dilemma. You know, because in the past, Dabo Swinney has always protected these guys, and with good reason. I think it was the right thing to do, but I think it's changed. And I think what you've learned this year, I think the lesson here is that if you just don't threaten any of these guys with outside competition and they get fat and happy and they cash their checks and they make their money, then they have no reason to compete, and other than self-motivation, which some of them clearly don't have. So I think it's clear that you need to bring in more competition for these guys now and add to your roster. And I would expect that to happen. There was concerns about, you know, basically poisoning the culture. I think this season is evidence that that's not the concern anymore. The great irony is that if the culture's been poisoned this year, it's been poisoned from within, and the outsiders are actually the guys who added to the culture. I don't know where this team would be without Will Held.
Yeah.
Oh, and right, four, well, for sure.
Yeah, I'll leave you this, Walt. It takes me right into my last point. Is, again, we've seen this before in the past, and we've seen it right here in Clemson. Walt, you and I have sat at Twin Peaks many a times and was talking about the state of the basketball program. Brad Brunell was always a good coach. It was the adaptation of something needed to change, something needed to be adapted, and he did it.
Yeah,
kudos
he did.
To him, and now look at his program.
Yeah, he reinvented himself multiple times. That's a good point.
Yeah, but Walt, we've also seen the other side of it. We've seen these coaches that have accomplished a lot, and they wanted to be, I don't want them to say stuck in their ways, but kind of, you know, hell-bent on their way, and it runs once proud programs into the ground, i.e. Bobby Bowden, Frank Beamer, Roy Williams with North Carolina basketball. What other than the portal, and maybe it's just that simple, is it that simple as a portal, or what would be different to make, you know, obviously we don't want to see that here in Clemson, and obviously I'll take your thoughts on that all day, Walt. Thank you, as always.
Thank you, David. Great job. Yeah, I'm going to think that over during the break, and I'll get back to you on the other side on that. It's a really interesting point. But right now, Jason and Cameron, you two guys are coming up, so don't move. We'll get right to you on the other side. Walt Tiptula Road Rage.
It's here. The brand new 2025 Tigers for Tata shirt is now available for pre-sale. Every purchase helps support the All In Foundation in the fight against cancer. But we need your help. To make this year's auction our biggest ever, we're asking for high-end item donations. Do you have a vacation rental, a unique experience, or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate? Your contribution is 100% tax deductible. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All-In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their four campuses or go online at tctc.edu.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. Jerry, the Beacon opened back in 1946. How many years have we been serving great food at great prices?
Hey, Plante!
70 years. How many folks are we still serving every week?
Hey, Plante!
Well, like you always say, I like my job, but I love my customers. But can you say something other than hey, Plante?
Call it!
Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John White Boulevard in Spartanburg, where the food is still always good since 1946.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men, men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
Premier Portable Buildings and Trailers are right in your backyard. Looking to gain space in your home, a shed is a great way to make room. And if you need to transport your gear, we have a trailer to meet your needs. With 2 locations to serve you, Sheds of Spartanburg and Sheds of Welford. Visit shedsofspartanburg.com or shedsofwelford.com, where you can view our entire inventory of sheds and trailers. Call today, 864-652-1660, or visit 1470 Boiling Springs Road, Spartanburg, or 321 Spartanburg Highway, Welford today.
Your food is best when you know where it comes from. AMPM Farms offers beef raised here in the upstate, along with 70 vendors featuring raw milk, farm and dairy products, and more. Weekly wild game and burger flights, AMPM Farms is providing your family the very best. Plan your next meal, cookout, or tailgate with AMPM Farms. 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville and Travelers Rest, 164 South Main and Fountain Inn, 3085 Allen Bridge Road. Online, AMPM Farms, Butchery and Market.com.
Ready to hit the trail? Start with protection that's as tough as the terrain. Rhino Linings of Greenville, now at Odyssey Vehicle Outfitters in Simpsonville.
Spray-on bed liners, rock-solid durability. And while you're here, gear up with lift kits, wheels, lighting, racks, and more.
From overland rigs to weekend warriors, Odyssey has the gear and the know-how to outfit your ride right.
Rhino tough, trail ready, all under one roof.
Visit OdysseyVehiclesOutfitters.com and get Rhino tough today.
Your home for football all season long.
This is big boy football.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Walt Tip, Tule Road Rage, we are back. So Basketball David, as we went to break, asked me a sort of interesting question. So it basically is, so what else does Dabo Swinney need to change? Where does the change come other than the portal, or is it just the portal? I think it's more than that. In part, again, I go back to what I've stated many times, is the recipe for Clemson football to win a national championship. It's worked twice. It hasn't worked any other way in modern times, and that is, have a 7-15 ranked recruiting class, so the body of your team is good enough. Have a legitimate round one NFL quarterback and round one NFL talent at receiver. And that's been the recipe that has worked twice. And I think that's the recipe. You know, again, Clemson's never going to recruit against Georgia or against Ohio State or Texas. Those schools have enormous geographical advantage. So you're not going to have a one or two recruiting class every year. Those schools can get it wrong and still get it right. You know, in other words, if you're always going to be one or two in the recruiting rankings, God, you should Mack Brown your way into a national championship every once in a while. Because, again, you have an inherent competitive advantage. Clemson doesn't have that and never is going to have that. You know, 7-15 is great, and that's all Dabo Swinney has needed when he has had an elite quarterback. And, I take exception to these idiots who say things like, well, yeah, see, Dabo can only win with an elite quarterback. He's not any good. No, that's completely back-asswards. Yes, it always takes Jimmys and Joes and talents. Like Gino Auriemma said when he was asked one time, you know, hey, coach, isn't it true that you win because you have great players? And Gino Auriemma looked right at this individual and said, no blank, genius. Yes, exactly. Yeah, you need players. It doesn't matter how great a coach you are if you don't have players. So that's just ridiculous. That's just the way to discredit Dabo Swinney. I never bought into that. All right, what I do think is it takes a great quarterback. Now, I think Clemson thought that they had the successors in DJ Uiagalelei and Cade Klubnik. You know, clearly they didn't. Well, guess what? The NFL spends a fortune on analysis. Basically gets the quarterback situation right like 40% of the time. Maybe probably because they don't ask us. But they get it right like 40% of the time. So, you know, you're in an even more challenging position as you're trying to recruit these guys because everybody else wants them too, and now everyone can buy them. So, you know, that's become even more challenging. But the reality is that when Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence, when you landed those guys, they turned out to be true, legitimate five-star guys, and DJ Uiagalelei and Cade Klubnik haven't been. That's the reality. And so, you know, what you need is another of those first type of quarterbacks. You need another Watson, another Lawrence. Can you get one of those guys? I don't know, but I think that's what you need to find because that's the equalizer. I mean, again, if you had one of those guys, at least until this week, I would have said you'd be unbeaten for sure. This week, I don't know because, you couldn't stop anything in the first half. This week's performance is actually the most disappointing performance on the year by far because, again, you know, Tom Allen talked to the crew about the fact of the total need to stuff the run, which we talked about all week, that would be Clemson's first deal, stop the run and then get after and affect Angeli. Well, you never stopped the run, so you couldn't affect Angeli. And that's really disappointing. It has to be disheartening. So, you know, I think one of the things, David, in still in answering to your question, is I think sometimes it just takes some serious reflection. Dabo Swinney's, as I said earlier, Dabo Swinney's overwhelming positive nature is something I wish I had. I wish I lived every day like that. I'd get a lot more out of my life, and I'd be a better person. I wish I saw a life like that. But I do think that there are times it can cloud your judgment a little bit. And I think Dabo wanted to think that the program was in the same place as it's been. But I think clearly the last few years, there has been some slippage. Yeah, I mean, you're still winning 10 games every year before this year. But I think when you go about fixing something, in order to fix something, you have to first acknowledge that it's broken. And I think up until this week, I think Dabo Swinney really thought this team could still reach all their goals. Now you need a whole new set of goals because none of those goals are attainable anymore. And I think you need to look at this differently. And I think you have to take a hard examination because I would disagree with the assessment that Clemson was one play away in game one. I think LSU controlled that football game. I think they were clearly the better team. I think they were better at most positions. And I think that could have been a 14-17 point game. I think it was closer to being that than it was to Clemson winning that game. And then, you know, you let one guy, fundamentally one guy, beat you in Atlanta in Haynes King. Now, he's a special kid, but you still, Clemson can't let one guy beat him. The Troy thing was pretty much a debacle, and you were really one play away from losing that game. And then this week, you were never in this game. And And so, you know, that's why I find it a little alarming that we're talking about yardage after the game when the game was over in the first quarter. The game was over at halftime. The second half yardage was completely meaningless. And they had lost Angeli at that point. Otherwise, again, I think they would have put 50 points on the board. So I think you really have to look at this right now. Like, you're a bad football team. And so what do we need to do to fix a bad football team? Because that's where you are. You're 1-3, and you're real close to being 0-4. That's bad. There's no way around that. It's bad. So I think you have to look. You have to approach it that way, in my view, to fix it. And look, I'm still confident Dabo Swinney will fix it. I mean, I think he's still the best leader in all of college football. That hasn't changed. Jason in Columbia. Jason, good to have you.
You know what? That is very disturbing after the game to even hear somebody, because I listened to Dabo's post game comments and I listened to the post game show. I wanted to hear what Kwok had to say. I wish they'd open the phones, but I heard him mention that stat so many times after the game. This is only the third time where Clemson's had 500 yards and lost a game, bro. We were getting our A kicked. I mean, that was empty yardage, dude.
Hollow yardage.
Empty calories.
I found that disturbing, because I think that's a carryover from last week. I think you have to eliminate that. You have to actually go and look at that game and say, oh, we got our asses handed to us on a platter, because that's what happened. I mean, the first half of the game was total domination. The game was over at that point. And like I said, if Angeli doesn't get hurt, that final score looks a lot worse than it actually did, because you couldn't stop him. And so, I think that's all that kept you connected. But, the team that had the yardage that mattered was Syracuse. They had over 300 yards in the first half. They rushed for 170 yards in the first quarter. I don't care about any of that yardage that occurred when the game was over, when Angeli was no longer in the game. I just think, to me, that's like pyrite. You know, skip that. That's not real gold. That's not anything you can believe in or count in. When the game was at hand, at play, you got totally dominated. And I think that's the takeaway from that game. And I think you have to see it that way to fix it.
Yeah, I mean, the first step is you got to be honest with yourself, and you have to do an honest evaluation. And I will say the way Dabo looked after that game looked totally different to me.
Yeah.
He looked like a beaten man.
Yeah.
And I think it was almost like in real time, his subconscious acknowledgement, we're not one play away, even though he did bring up the 500 yards thing later. But in the moment, I could tell he didn't feel like they were one play away. And it just, two things really stand out to me. I know Riley's not perfect, like you said. There have been questionable things. But when you watch the tape, like you said, it's just so apparent. We got to give Vezina a chance. You've got to give Riley a chance. And I don't know how much say he has in the actual decision. You've got to give him a chance to run his offense with a different guy and hope that a rising tide lifts all the boats in the harbor. Because it's true. It's just like having a point guard in basketball that can't get the other guys the ball. They start to hang their heads. They get frustrated. And it just goes throughout the entire offense. And then,
you know, it's funny, Jason, because there were people there, chanting about, Riley having to go. If you actually go back and you look at, again, I'm not excusing him completely. I think there have been times, again, I don't understand the second half against LSU and not running the ball at all. I don't understand that. But when you move beyond that and you actually look at this, I don't think people would be talking negatively about Garrett Riley at all if Cade Klubnik had played worth a darn. I just don't.
No,
I think
I agree.
He's got guys running wide open. He's late on every throw. I mean, even the throws he completes, most of those throws are inaccurate throws. They're late, they're short, and so I.
And well, he just doesn't read. He doesn't have a feel for the game right now.
No.
I mean, there are plays, I'll just use an example, and this may have been one of the first or second plays of the game where he throws to his left, and the dude's covered. It might have been Antonio Williams. Well, the right side of the field is set up to be a wide receiver screen for T.J. Moore. Or actually, Adam Randall had flexed out.
Yeah.
And Walt, we have five guys to block four on that side, and there's nobody in the middle of the field. If he throws that to Adam Randall, Adam might still be running. We're talking about a 70-yard touchdown, and those things happen multiple times a game. Yeah. And you know, you referenced the fourth down sequence. You talk about throwing late.
Yeah.
He does a good job on that fourth down of evading the free rusher. And then he's staring at Antonio Williams going one Mississippi, two Mississippi. And by the time he throws it, yeah, it's a hospital ball. Antonio gets Ronnie Lotted on the sideline, and we turn over on downs. And that just – and what's the real kicker in that is on second down of that series, you go back and watch it, he throws to Olsen Pat Henry for like an 8 or 9 yard gain, but he's blanketed. Tyler Brown is wide open, yeah, on a crosser in the middle of the field, and if he catches it, there's nobody there. He has to deke a safety who's 30 yards downfield, and he probably scores. And so I just, yeah, how many times are we going to have to sit through these reels?
Right, and there's so many of these opportunities, Jason, and all you've got to ask yourself is just how many of those would you have actually had to hit to turn defeat into victory? The answer is not many. The answer is just make a few of those plays, and no one's talking about Garrett Riley. So I think Garrett Riley has schemed guys open on a rather consistent basis, and I think the plays have been there to be made, and I just don't think the quarterback has made them. And this last game, he had all day to throw. I mean, Syracuse does not have an elite pass rush. Even when they blitz, I thought Clemson did a pretty good job picking up, and Clemson ran the ball effectively. So that's all on the quarterback. He just, you know, and even the, again, even throw the throw to Wesco for score, it's way late and way short. I mean, Wesco had to hold up and fight the defender because the ball is way late. Jason, I'm sorry, got to run. Yeah. Good talking to you as always. Yeah. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar. It's here. The brand new 2025 Tigers for Tata shirt is now available for pre-sale. Every purchase helps support the All-In Foundation in the fight against cancer. But we need your help. To make this year's auction our biggest ever, we're asking for high-end item donations. Do you have a vacation rental, a unique experience, or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate? Your contribution is 100% tax deductible. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All-In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judsonville District in Greenville or online at blockhaven.com.
The Tigers don't start the season without practice, and neither should your HVAC system. Get the Blue Ridge Heating and Air Tiger Tune-Up Special now and save over $100. Expert service, just $89, boosts efficiency, prevents breakdowns, and extends your system's life. They'll even clean your outdoor coils if they're dirty. Call Blue Ridge Heating and Air today, a preferred Armstrong Air dealer, and mention Tiger Tune-Up for the $89 offer. That's BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com.
At Toyota of Easley, it's the Clear the Lot sales event going on now. All 2025 models must go before the 2026 models arrive. Now is the time to get your best deal with great rates and discounts on all remaining 2025 Toyota Camrys, Corollas, or RAV4s. Hurry in to get the best selection of colors and amenities. Visit toyotaofeasley.com and pick out the vehicle you want. Then call to make an appointment or visit us at 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway and experience exceptional customer service for your new ride home.
We all know and love Eggs Up Grill, but did you know they cater? From brunchy buffets to breakfast samplers, wraps, sandwiches, and salads, Eggs Up Grill has the best catering options in town. Are you a business owner or office manager looking to elevate your next meeting or party? How about a coach looking for your next team meal or box lunches? Visit Eggs Up Grill of Clemson, Seneca, or Greenwood. Ordering couldn't be easier for pickup and delivery through Easy Cater. Just visit eggsupgrill.com and click on the catering button. That's eggsupgrill.com.
There's a reason Elite Custom Golf Carts has quickly become the upstate's top golf cart dealer with the best prices and largest selection. We make your buying experience easy. Our amazing staff can help guide you in the process. Also offering free delivery to over 10 states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now the upstate's largest authorized Evolution and Denago EV dealer. The fastest growing golf cart brands in the industry. Visit EliteCustomGolfCarts.com for more information. And go Tigers!
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit TigerMovingGreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
When reliability matters, trust American Doormasters. Is your garage door opener broken? One of the most common issues we handle is garage doors that suddenly stop working. At American Doormasters, we diagnose and fix problems like broken springs, offering professional service at a great price. Serving the upstate of South Carolina, we provide top quality garage door installation and repair. Whatever your needs, call American Doormasters today at 864-990-3075 for prompt and professional service. We're